something good.
Tell me that you like it, yeah. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alyssa.
What's the name of the show? What is the show called?
The Lois Effect.
Yeah, what's your name? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you. Did you say your name?
Yeah, I said the whole thing.
I did not hear you. So weird. Say my name. Okay, so you
this
said your
Lisa.
Name.
This is Elisa.
Okay, there you go. And this is Liz. Welcome to this hot mess. Oh, you know what? I have a new segment. Okay. The White Lily Comedy Hour.
Oh, no.
Girl, you know. Every once in a while.
Well, we have a hand raised already. So.
Oh, okay, perfect. And Elisa, you're like, thank God. Cause you can tell. I'm like, you can tell she's a hot mess today. Yes, you're like, saved by the caller. Damn it.
All right. It's
okay, let's take the call.
It's area code 917.
Oh.
Good morning, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, ladies. How are you?
Oh, that's New York.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is this our friend who lives in Harlem?
No, this is somebody in Midtown.
Okay, because we had somebody with the 917. I live in New York, too, so I'm 917 also. So I'm like, we see you. Okay. Anyway,
right.
Are you a first-time caller?
No, I think I spoke to you before. My name is Ashil, I think. I'm not sure.
Maybe not. But anyway,
okay.
Just to reset the energy, asking permission to connect to your energy, please.
Okay,
cool. And what's going on? How can we help today?
I have a question. I ended a friendship of about 5 years ago.
Okay.
With a very, very close friend of mine.
Okay.
Because I want to focus on my spirituality. So, you know, it was important for me to move away from that friendship.
Okay.
You know? Somehow we saw each other yesterday. You know, we don't speak anymore. We kind of saw each other yesterday. You know, I was working out of the gym.
Right.
And I just felt there's still a connection there. So I'm trying to understand what's the message.
Wait a minute. So I just need you to circle back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I am feeling some pretty strong energy here. So I just want you to backtrack. So you ran into this former friend, or that this person that you chose to sort of create a little space for, personal space for yourself, for your own personal growth.
Yeah.
So you ran into them at the gym, and
yeah.
Then what did you say when you saw this person? I want you to repeat that, please.
I felt there's still a connection there.
There's still, absolutely. There is. So you said that you felt that there was still a connection there?
Yes. Yeah, so I don't know.
There is.
Message.
Mm-hmm.
After 5 years, so I don't understand that.
Well, because and you know this being someone who's spiritually minded, but as a New Yorker, which gym are you going to? I'm kidding, anyway. Where are you going?
This one.
Because I quit. Honey, I used to belong to the Y on 14th Street. I canceled that membership because it's crazy out here. You know how it is
in
New York.
I've never been to the Y.
Well, I've never been to your gym either, so we're good. Okay. Anyway, it is surprising. It appears to be surprising to you, but as you know, as someone who is spiritually minded, Source doesn't know from time and space and boundaries, right? So whatever goodness, okay, because there is good, whatever goodness that is emblematic of the connection that you guys had as friends, that knows no bounds. So this is why, you know, we might use the word trigger. You know, we might say, oh, I ran into my ex, or I ran into a former friend, or I ran into the boss, you know, that I didn't get along with, and, you know, and I quit the job, but then I ran into them, you know, 3 years later in Macy's or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So that's because spirit doesn't know any constraints. And also it is showing you, and I think this is the message, it is showing you that you have the capacity now to choose and to still maintain a sense of personal spiritual integrity, and source or spirit is indifferent to the opinions or interactions of others. So at the time where you needed to take a break, I believe there must have been some sort of impact, some sort of trigger or reason why you felt, you know what, I am feeling very vulnerable right now, and I kind of need to step back from not just this person, but I would imagine a bunch of things, a bunch of people, a bunch of situations. Yeah, it's not just this one person. So do you see how that energy doesn't quite line up? So you're surprised, but it's almost like you're unconsciously, I mean, this is very good news, actually. It's almost like you are unconsciously appropriating a lot of energy onto one person's shoulders, and that is not necessarily the case. He is one component, one element of a collective group of energies that you needed to step away from. And you said this was 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and I'm going to ask you the question because I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask you the question. Are you a different person today than you were 5 years ago?
Yeah.
There you go. So he's a different person 5 years from now. And things don't happen by accident. And we always have to remember that if we're going through our trials, tribulations, and our growth, and growth is uncomfortable. Dare I say painful. When we come out to the other side with the scar tissue of wisdom. And scar tissue is the most sensitive before it turns into that scar of like, wow, look at what I did. Look at what I overcame, right? So everybody else that you walked away from 5 years ago, the most infallible law of the universe is the law of free will. So they also had the free will to either stay exactly the same or to go through their journey. So I think it's very interesting when we do run into people, there is a message there. But let me ask you this. So still a connection there. Because yes, you're right. There is still a connection. That's still a living, breathing entity. So then what happened when, you know, you ran into him?
Just kind of, you know, ignore it, pretend it, you know, but, you know.
Wait. You're kind of glossing through that. So you just kind of what? Because you said, oh, you know, I'm like, no, I don't know. So I need you to break it down. So what happened? You saw him and what? You just kept it moving? You said hello?
Yeah,
what happened?
I kept it moving. It just, you know, and I just felt the connection there. And I was wondering why is that keep happening after 5 years?
Well, it's happening to show you that you're a different person now.
Yeah.
And that you're seeing the purity, you're seeing what was pure and good of that, which is what the takeaway, which you're saying to us, is that you still felt that there was like a connection, and it surprised you. But I'm saying it shouldn't surprise you, but for you to see the growth that you've made, and you can leave it right where it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you don't have to go out of your way, you don't have to, just because we run into somebody, because, you know, we run into people, you know, New York is so ironic because it's such a big place, but I call it the biggest small town on the planet because you run into people, oh, that's how it is here. So, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you need to engage. It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to revisit the past, open up old wounds, or what have you. Did he see you?
Yeah, at first I didn't even notice him. They kept walking around me a few times. Then I finally realized who he was, you know.
Did he talk to you? Or you just guys just acted like you didn't.
I mean, in the past he has tried, you know, like many times, trying to get my attention, and I was just ignoring because I was too focused on my spirituality.
Okay. Wait. So let's not rush through that.
Yeah.
Okay. So this person has made multiple attempts during your hiatus.
Yeah.
Let's just call it that, to reconnect with you. And did you give any response, or your response was no response? Because no response is a response.
No response.
Okay, so maybe what's right. So maybe this person has no idea why you severed the connection, and that's what I think is really underneath all of this. Because in your spiritual growth, or whatever you want to, you know, however you want to identify that, you're needing to take some space. Maybe there's a part of you that feels like, you know, if someone doesn't know what's going on, they're going to be left to their own devices, and oftentimes that's a worst case scenario than what's really going on.
Yeah, because I was thinking maybe because I didn't give closure, I just walked away. Maybe that was, I don't know.
Well, so you probably feel a little, I don't want to say that you feel bad, but you probably feel like there isn't closure.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know. You know what I mean? He doesn't know why. Do you feel like, what do you feel the lesson is? What do you feel the takeaway is from all of this?
I mean, I thought maybe I need to give him closure. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the answer. And especially, you know, if you're on a spiritual quest, sometimes there are uncomfortable moments where, as strong to the degree that we have a perspective and point of view, so does everyone else that we're engaging with. And oftentimes, we forget, we think it's a one-sided equation. It's not. And it's the law of reflection. So something's being reflected back to you. I mean, was there a time in your life where you had no explanation and somebody just cut ties?
I'm trying to think. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, so if you really, not to take the time on the air, but if you reflect on that, it could have been in childhood. It could have been later on. No one wants to feel like they're being rejected. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that's the why you're feeling these deep feelings that maybe are surprising you a little bit. So interesting.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay on the line because I want to pass this on to Elisa.
Okay.
Because this girl's way more articulate than me, so hello. But listen, New York, be careful at the. Do you have to wear the mask when you work out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
See, that would make me crazy to wear the mask when you're at the gym.
You have to wear a mask, and you know, and social. You know, there's a certain amount of people in the gym anyway. They can't have. You have to wait online. For
oh no!
Mask. Yeah.
I've been working out my house. Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, listen,
neighbor. You know, it's crazy out here. So I'm going to pass you on to Elisa, but I think that there's a lot to think about here.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, when is your birthday?
August.
That would help me.
August 2nd.
August 2nd. Okay. So 5 years ago. Yeah. 5 years ago. I'm trying to do the numbers on this because that may actually indicate what is going on and why 5 years ago was significant and also why it's significant now. August 2nd, do some quick calculations. Yeah, so you were you're in a 5 year right now. So 5 years ago, you were in a 9 year, I want to say. But anyway, whatever the case may be, right now, this five energy for the whole year from your birthday to your next birthday is about changes, and it is about growth. So I love how Liz put it, is that you are now kind of recognizing that you're a different person now. And you yourself, you know, you've been on a spiritual journey, so you've got your own things that you're looking at. And whatever you decided to do 5 years ago to cut ties and to change things around, change the influences around you, this is meant to show you how far you've come, and also to show you maybe where there are some, there's obviously more room for growth. Anything that makes us pause for a moment, because you feel a connection and you know that you're a different person. So how would you go about, you know, if you had to talk to this person, or if the circumstances came back around and you know, it was just like you said, like in passing or something like that, like your choice recently was just to like, okay, just ignore it, just let it go. I'm not going to engage. But see, it's still sitting with you. So I think it isn't so much about what you do like with this other person necessarily, but it's to prepare you so that should the opportunity come up, you need to be clear about where you are and what's important for you. And also that whole issue of closure is, I kind of feel like the only thing you can do for you is to do the closure for you. So if that comes up again, if the situation comes up again, and you feel like, you know what, I want to say something, or I'm just gonna put it out on the table and then that's it, you know, just so it won't linger with you anymore. You know, you never know what you may say. That may be exactly what that other person was looking for, just for that person to get closure. But I feel like this is just a way for you to acknowledge how far you've come, acknowledge what you've gone through, acknowledge the reasons why you made certain choices 5 years ago, and to see where you are now. And it isn't always just about, oh, I'm wonderful, patting yourself on the back. I think that's important if you feel that way. But then also to look at things where, okay, well, it still kind of bothers me, or there's still a charge there. So it's not something that, like, it's a fault of yours, but it is something to just look at and reflect on. So the inner work that you're doing, continue doing it, because then when you decide to speak or you have your interactions with other people, not just this person, but anybody else that you've, you know, that you come across, then the feeling I get is, if you can come from a sense of self and also compassion, then it shows that you've kind of outgrown the need to maybe, you know, get revenge or demand an explanation, or, you know, whatever needed to happen in the past is in the past. And I say this because I also have had some very close friends where, for whatever reason, even some of the details kind of escaped me, but I just knew, okay, I need to take a break. And the next time I saw this person, she may be listening, the next time I saw this person, you know, it was for a memorial for a friend of ours, a mentor, the person who the show is named after. And she was sort of keeping her distance from me, but I could tell she wanted to talk. And of course I'm thinking, well, of course, you know, we need to say hi. And she apologized for something. And I'm like, I didn't even realize that you were still holding that. You know, that was from years ago. And I'm like, you don't have anything to apologize for. I don't even know I don't even remember what it was for. But, you know, like, I'm glad you're here. So, but it was this feeling of okay, well, I guess I'm better, because I don't even remember what it was. I mean, that's just me, but it felt good to be able to tell her, you know, just to look at her and say, no, you know, like, we're good, and I want you to feel good. You don't need to carry that burden with you. I mean, I'm not carrying it, so you don't need to carry it. I needed her to be, you know, her, and to feel like whatever she needed to do on her journey to heal, then that's great. You know, there are people who do those like Alcoholics Anonymous or Narcotics Anonymous, those 12-step programs, and one of the steps is to ask for forgiveness from you know, from other people. They have to do this list, and it sounds really difficult. but there is a catharsis that happens, or something that changes within you when you get the guts to kind of own up to something, and then you realize that that person, you know, was either affected by it or not. But in this current moment, like, we're good. And I think that's as present as you can get. So not to drag stuff from the past and keep it with you, but to say, like, in this moment, whether you're working out, like right now, you and I and Liz are on the phone, people are listening in the chat room, in this moment, we're good. You know, you don't have anything you have to prove to anybody right now. I don't either. And sometimes that is all you need to take the next step. And then you kind of get out of your head of, you know, what was said in the past, you kind of get out of all of that and just say, right now, I'm good. So the next time, if it comes up again, you just stay present. And again, choices are going to be up to you. Either you can engage, or if you still feel this pull, like, well, maybe we do need a little chat. Maybe we set aside a time, maybe not right now in the middle of the gym. Maybe we do. But you feeling confident in who you are now is the most important thing. And you knowing that in every moment is always going to be the most important thing. So I say good luck to you. And I think it's a good wake-up call, in a sense, to kind of get you into acknowledging the steps you've been taking. And you get to decide where you go from here. Like, where do you want to take it? What does it mean? Because you don't want to have a bunch of, like, just broken relationships or you know, people you got to shut out all the time. You know, you don't want to continue putting up walls, but you have to also acknowledge where you are and honor where you are. And so wherever you were five years ago to where you are now, how far have you come? And how do you feel about yourself now versus where you were 5 years ago? You've got to see where those changes have come in, and where your choices have honored who you are. And then you step forward from there.
So, yeah, there's a lot to think about, but just receive it. Don't judge yourself. And sometimes the opportunity will just present itself, and you'll know. It's not even that you need to do anything. Go ahead, we're listening.
I just want to say, because we live just like 5 minutes away from each other, and to be honest with you, over the past 5 years, I've been trying to avoid, you know, any kind of meeting, you know, because we
know how to do that. It's like we turn the corner, we go, I know how to listen. I know that game. I'm very good at it. Like, no, this person's always going down this street. I'm going to take this street. Oh, yeah. I totally get that. Well, you have the choice to continue to do that or just to go about, you know, your merry way, any way that suits you, and to know that whether you run into this person or not, that you have the grace to deal with it.
Yeah.
As an evolved spiritual being in this human experience. And then you don't have to work so hard.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? I think if you take the effort out of it, and look, the universe took care of that initial contact. You know, you're at the gym minding your business with your mask on, right?
Yeah.
You're at the gym.
And my music on, believe it or not.
And you got your music. I know. You got your music going. You're in your gym bubble. I get it, right?
Yeah.
And you're not thinking about, oh, well, I better not do this machine because this person likes this machine. Yeah. No, you're living your life. So my recommendation, you choose whatever feels right for you. But my recommendation is that you take the effort out of minimizing contact with this person. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Because, look, with all the effort you made in the past, you still ran into him.
Oh, many times. Yeah,
right.
Many,
so, let, yeah. Yeah. So the next time.
Honest with you, I think I feel like I need to put closure there. You know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's right. So that's exactly what I was about to say. You are absolutely there. So the next time, just allow for the space to come up, because you'll know. You don't even have to think about it.
Okay.
You don't have to think about what you're going to say. Just be fully present.
Okay.
And be a good listener. Because oftentimes we'll have so much that we have to say. We already know what we're going to say, but we really gain insight when we listen.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So be very present, and grace is just acceptance of the present moment.
Okay.
And you don't have to work so hard to avoid, because you got this. You grew. You've grown. This is a testament to your growth, that you don't have to be avoiding people, because it's all going to work out. You know, and listen, we're dealing with this universal health crisis.
Yeah, that's what made me think about between that
it's,
and that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's humbling. It's humbling, right?
Yeah.
So all that BS, does it really matter? No.
Yeah.
His well-being, his family, your well-being, your family, your people, whatever, whatever, at the end of the day, that's what matters, and that's what unifies us. And maybe that's the lesson in all of us. You don't have to work so hard. You got this, because you've done the work. So I think this is the universe's way of showing you, you can, this ain't nothing. You can deal with this. You're a grown man. You got this. Because it's really not that deep at the end of the day. Right? So I hope this helped.
Yes.
And yes, and feel free to give us a call back when we're on. We're on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30, 9:30, and stay safe in these streets, because those subways, they're getting crowded. I'm like, damn, where are people going?
Tell me about it.
I'm telling you. So stay safe out there, because you know it's crazy here. And really lovely to hear from you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, that's a that awkwardness that happens to everybody. But he's coming to that conclusion where can't escape it, especially if he lives 5 minutes away.
Oh, hello.
He's in your neighborhood.
Forget it.
I had an ex that we worked together, so you can't escape it.
Oh, there's
so,
no escaping that one. Oof.
Yeah, but
right.
With someone that's something like that, at the core of it, you have to remember this was a person that I did care about deeply, and we were friends. And so I had to get past all the hurt that I was feeling. And then again, just be as present as possible. This is now, years in hindsight to look at that and
of
say,
course.
Oh, okay. Ultimately you have to look at people not so much like, well, you're my whatever, fill in the blank, the role you're supposed to play. And so who is this person? And I would want that person to do well. I want that person to be happy.
Right.
Just like I want myself to be happy. So, and as much as, in the short term, I'd be happy just to, if you're angry, then, I'm happy for you to be gone or to hurt the same way I do, and then to get over that, because you realize that's horrible. I would never want anyone to feel that way,
exactly.
If you think about it that way, it's like, oh, no. So the compassionate part has to come out comes out at some point, if you truly are trying to evolve. And so it isn't about blame, because we kind of go through blame and then allowing other people, by blaming, then you put that power to somebody, give the power to somebody else, or just give it away. And so when you get your own power back, you realize how much you have control over yourself, or not even control. I don't even like using that word, but just knowing how to express yourself, how to handle yourself. And so your truth doesn't have to be the truth for everybody else.
Right.
You can't handle all that. That isn't what you want to. That isn't what you signed up for, and most people don't want that. If that were true, then this show would be like, well, we're going to tell you exactly what you need to do, and don't call back until you've done it. We don't want to hear from you until you've done it.
Right.
Everyone has we don't know the whole story, and everyone has different ways or just they're at a different point in their evolution. And what they can handle. Like, you can't tell somebody who's been abused in a relationship, well, just get out, Like, it's that easy.
It's not that easy. No.
It's not that easy for some people, and there's a lot that they have to figure out.
Oh.
So, you know, we have to honor where people are.
Yeah,
that's partly, I'm glad you said, you know, listen, because that's
right.
Part of it is.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Is just being able to listen, to receive, maybe not, sometimes it's not even the words, it's the energy behind it. I know for you, you
right.
get that. you can be,
all day.
Someone can be saying something, but that's not really what they're saying.
Right.
You know, it's very different. So sometimes we practice what we want to say, but we have to honor what we're feeling as we're saying it. And as those
right.
are lining up, then that hopefully it makes a clearer message. And then the rest of it's like whatever state that other person's in to receive, then that's on them. You know, you can't arrange for the weather to be perfect, the plants to be in alignment. You know, sometimes you have these awkward conversations on the fly, and you know, in the movies you can kind of have a different setting for it, but you just do what you can. You do what you can, and the word integrity keeps coming up. So
yes.
the integrity of who you are is paramount, because if you start saying things that you think the other person needs to hear just to feel a little bit better, then, you know, is that true? Or are you just sugarcoating it because you don't want to deal with the deeper, you know, more intense conversation that, you know, may make you squirm because you have to then be vulnerable as well.
Right.
These are good situations. They don't seem like it in the moment, but in hindsight, they end up being very, very valuable in showing you what you're actually made of, and
right.
You know where you are. So I wish him well. I know. I'm sure he'll do. I'm sure he'll do well because he's bringing it up. You know, he's thinking about it.
Yeah.
And
it's a fact that.
So
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
So.
Saved by the caller. Girl. Because it's crazy. Yes, but. Yeah, and he seems like a lovely person, and to make those choices, and to know that you can choose to, you know, switch things up also.
Mhm. Mhm.
And if you look at, which is not easy, but if you look at a situation like that, like being, you know, running into somebody that is triggering or what have you, as an opportunity for your growth, like that, it's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how you can get through the other side of it so much more evolved, grounded, and wiser.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You just don't know. Like, it's all an opportunity. Healing, growth, what, you know, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah. So anyway, I'm glad he called in. Hopefully he'll call us back with an update. Because, you know, they're going to run into each other. I mean, he said it's past,
right.
You know, we know that that's yet to be revealed in the story. But, yeah, it's inevitable. They're going to run into each other.
Right.
And maybe if he doesn't avoid it, probably by avoiding it, he's probably maximizing the chances. Of, you know what I mean, of running into this person, if he just goes about the way that he wants to go about his, how he's navigating going from point A to point B without factoring, well, I have to factor wanting to not run into this person. If he takes that out of the equation, then that creates space, right, because
mm-hmm.
it's energy that's being consumed with thinking, well, How am I going to go from here to there? Don't think about it. Just go from here to there. And let the present
yeah.
be the present. Right. Take the effort out of it, maybe.
Basically how law of attraction works. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not
mm-hmm.
that you're focusing on just going about your day. You're focusing on avoiding something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's different. It's very different.
It is.
And the, you know, Lois, my mentor, the namesake of this show,
Lois
would
mm-hmm.
quote we quote from, I'm sure, plenty of different spiritual sources that says what you resist persists.
That's right.
So the more you say no, 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 because you're pushing it away. Look, you know, if you, even the gesture of pushing it away means your hand is touching that thing to push it away.
Right. Right.
You know?
You're engaging.
It's even held up in that direction. Yeah.
Right.
It's even held up, even if you never touch it, it's a gesture. It's held up in that direction. And whereas, you know, what are you wanting to create for yourself? What are you moving towards? And I think that may be like the fundamental question, like what were you doing 5 years ago that made you decide no?
Yeah.
So in the no, you put up a separation. But hopefully in those 5 years, you said, well, this is what I'm going towards. And I think most of us know what we don't want. And the biggest question is, well, what is it that you do want? We spend our life looking at, you know, hopefully looking towards that instead of, you know, more times than not than looking at what I don't want. Because it's easy to say what you don't want. Ask somebody what
of
their
course.
Dreams are. They're not always going to tell you right away. They don't know. Or they're not ready to share. Or, you know, but they will easily tell you, well, let me tell you what I don't like. Well, no. Tell me what you do like.
Well, that's a safer, you know, quote unquote, exactly. That's a safer quote unquote bet, but it really isn't. It's more vulnerability for you to say what your dreams are. Like, who am I? How dare I? Who am I to? Yeah. But it's interesting when you asked for his birthday and that when he chose to cut ties with this person, that he was in a 9 year when that happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised
when he
at
said
that
five,
at all.
When he said the number five, I'm like, I'm thinking it was a 9 year.
Right. Of course.
You know, so nine of endings and conclusions and just letting go. And depending on the time frame, it was probably a transition from letting go to starting something new. And that's why we have to build on those 5 years and say, well, yeah, like I said, you decided to cut ties and you need to move on. So the moving on part, it's a little harder to do when you're trying to avoid. You're still trying to avoid something, you know? So it's why it keeps coming up. It's going to keep coming up. Like I said, what you resist persists. So it'll keep coming up until you're able to address it. And sometimes it just takes that time. It takes that time to do what you need to do to take care of you. But it's not like a race, you know? It's not like, oh, you should have been done with that, you know, 2 years ago. It's when you're ready. And when you're ready, and that's why these opportunities keep coming up. Like, are you ready? Okay, no, okay. It'll be good.
Right.
Yeah. He hasn't moved, so he'll be around, you know. But now that you've had a few times to just see how, check in with yourself, see how you feel, see how it triggers you, then, you know, hopefully in these 5 years you've come up with some additional tools that says, okay, well, this is what I need to do to take care of me, and then when I'm ready, I will continue to take care of me while addressing this issue that I have with this other person.
Right. Well said. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. you're welcome. But it's a good topic of conversation, like to approach a sense of fearlessness, to lead with fearlessness and effortlessness. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And especially, you know, when we put it into that perspective of, like, what is going on in the world, it really, you know what I mean? And I think that was an underlying issue for our caller as well. Like, all that BS, let's just throw it out the window. Like, let's get to basics.
Right.
Yeah. Like, regard for human life. How about that? Who cares about petty whatever judgments? You know, you had a disagreement, whatever. But how about that? So I think that's very
interesting. A pandemic put things in perspective. A pandemic
sure
will, will say, well, what's really important? And, you know, I did a wine tour this past weekend, and quite a few of them, it was a mixed couple, you know, men and women, and the women were it was all white people, but they were just, every so often they come up with something like, oh yeah, you know, and they tease the other person who's complaining about something. Well, you know, Karen, no one was named Karen, but they're like, you know, Karen, maybe you should call the manager about that. You know,
yeah, Karen, sit down, like, Karen.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah, okay, you checked me, you're right. But, you know, they just kind of had to acknowledge, okay, I had that moment, I know. So, you know, in the whole scheme of things, they know that it's really not that big of a deal.
Exactly.
But it was an acknowledgement of something that was annoying them. we have to deal with these different things, you know, these different
right.
We don't want to just tamp everything down, like, you know. You do need to acknowledge it. You maybe don't need to go off the handle on it, but yeah, you need to acknowledge it. You know, we learn as we go, right? We learn
as
we experience these things. And the way we would handle things 5 years ago is very different from how we would handle them now.
Amen. Oh, my God.
That's true for you. I know that's true for me.
I have become so many different people. I haven't even met, like, you know, my 12 remaining personalities. they're waiting on me. Absolutely. Girl, it's crazy. And and we can feel like the groundswell of you know, energy with, not that we're going to talk too much about politics, but just the climate of a global pandemic, the climate of a very critical election coming up. It was so sweet. I saw my mother. I don't visit her too often, and I visit her very briefly and always at a distance. And she was so proud to tell me that she did her absentee ballot, and she made sure that she put it in the hands of the mailman. And I said, and what's so cool is that this Sunday, myself, my son, and a couple of neighbors who live in my building, we are going to do early voting at Madison Square Garden, of all places, because we live close enough to there that you have to put in your address to see if you can go there as a polling place, and we can. And, so we're going to – it's crazy that they're turning the lobby of Madison Square Garden into a socially distant voting place.
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's great. And the thing is, having gone there, you know, my whole life, it's huge. So I thought, what a great idea, because I know we can pull the social distance thing off. We're going to go there early on a Sunday morning. I don't anticipate it being very, very crowded. What I do anticipate is our normal polling place, which is a community room in our neighborhood. Pre-pandemic, it was always a shit show. Just the people, the lines, people going and getting into fights. I'm like, no, we ain't doing that. We're not doing that. The space was very confined. They would cram all the machines in there, the very low ceilings, like just not a comfortable vibe at all. And I don't know. I don't really want to be out and about waiting on a long, long line, which will be even longer because it looks longer with social distancing. Like the way lines look, it really is an illusion. It's not as long as it looks, but it looks long because of the social distance. So I don't want to mess with any of that. And my brother, who lives in Taiwan, he's like saying, well, you know what? You stock up because of the election. I don't know what stocking up has to do with the election, but I'm like, should I think about that? And then he tells me that China's getting ready to invade Taiwan. So, like, no matter, my poor mother, like, it's good she's forgetful.
Jeez.
It's good she's forgetful because she'll see it on the news, she'll worry, and then she'll forget. Like, I'm not mad at that because I don't need her to be worrying about her, you know, her youngest and only son. So, of course, he's a Christ child. Thank you. Yeah, isn't that crazy? What the hell? So I don't know what's going on over, you know, over there.
Mm.
But yeah, so, yeah, he's wow. He teaches at an international school. He's been there for like a year and a half now. So I don't know what any of that means. Or why we need
to
stock up because of the election. Like, do I need to think about that? Do we need to think about that? Do we have to stock up because of the election? I'm very confused. I don't get it.
Well, I don't think he's also living in, obviously, in a very fearful state in that situation. And I think it's similar to, like, when Obama was, you know, up for president that first time.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, right.
That whole, like, well, he becomes president. You don't know what's going to happen, you know.
Yeah, those brown people,
so,
they don't get any of us involved. Oh, nope.
So, you know, I wouldn't want to put more energy into that. I would put more energy into, and it's not even to say, oh, I'm going to be completely ignorant of it. That kind of thinking is around no matter what.
Correct.
But I would say, you know, obviously I would want everyone to be safe. I would want your brother. And I went to Taiwan in December. Beautiful,
that's right, you did.
Beautiful place.
Yeah. Yeah, he loved it there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. I know why. But I would say, you know, if Taiwan is having issues, and I already know Hong Kong is having issues with China, so there's a lot happening there.
Yeah.
This country, this, you know, one big country is like, I think we're just going to take over everything around, you know, because it's ours, you know, because we have these, you know, these ties, and we're just,
right.
you know, we're just going to do it. Whatever, I don't even know. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like. And for here, because of the unrest that we've already been having. I would hope that people would be a little smarter. And again, compassion comes in, a little more compassionate with, you know, what happens or doesn't happen on election day.
Right.
But, you know, if things do happen and reactions are on the scale of, you know, George Floyd.
Oh,
then,
Lord, have mercy.
That's, I guess, you know, that's what he was talking about. Maybe you need to stock
up. I guess.
If that means, you know, but let's.
Girl.
Let's be creating our worlds the best way
Thank
we can.
You. Thank you. But listen, that's why we do this show, because it anchors us.
Right.
You know, and I'm so glad that this wasn't like a new show. This is something we've been doing for over 10 years now. You know, everybody's doing podcasts now, like we've been doing podcasts. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Yeah, it's always been important.
And you've read these different reports all throughout, you know, about when people do meditate, like we have group meditations, and putting that type of energy into the world.
Right.
It's like people who pray, like my mother, I'll pray for you. And some people don't want that. Some people are like, yeah, you know,
right.
She's going to do it anyway.
Oh, my mother, that's like, you cannot get between her and her rosary or whatever she's thinking about.
Right?
She's just going to do their thing. They've been their whole life. They're not going to switch it up just because that's who they are.
Yeah, that's their practice. So it's interesting. Again, we talk about people who receive things. Some people receive, like, they can't receive a compliment. But, you know, they feel, oh, well, I'm not broken. You don't need to pray for me. I don't think that's the energy. It could be, you know, sometimes I may talk to my mom and I'll be like, okay, well, that's a little different way of putting the spin on the prayer, but whatever.
I gotta
put my own spin on it because I know where her heart is. And
it's love.
Right.
So however she wants to express that love, it's like, okay. Now, if
right.
it's a stranger, it's different. It's your mother, so she could do whatever the hell she wants
right.
to do. It's my mother. It's like, these are boss bitches. We're not, they it's like, yes, yes, you're always right, and you're the boss, and I didn't do that when I was 12. We get that.
Sure.
Okay, because we're still like traumatized from when we got in trouble for at 12 for something our siblings did. But that's okay. But when it's, girl, but when it's a stranger or a pseudo-acquaintance, I mean, I have to laugh, and thank God I can find the humor in everything. Hashtag White Lily. I can find the humor in everything. I'm just kidding. It
oh
makes
boy.
Me laugh.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, I can find the humor. I don't care. I can find the humor in it. But if it's an acquaintance or a stranger, you know, and I'll get like a message, I'm lighting a candle for you and Jeremiah. Why, you're lighting a candle because I have a black son? Because there's riots out there? I'm like, okay, thank you. That's nice. I can't stop thinking about you guys. Well, you can stop thinking about us because when I wake up, I'll still be his mother. And when he wakes up, he's still going to be black. Thank you. Okay, you can stop thinking about us. You know.
Right.
I mean, because I'm not close with you like that. So it's okay.
Right.
I mean, it's lovely, and again, being very attuned to energy, and it's not just on this show, it's 24/7. I can't turn it off. I mean, it gets to the point, it's really funny. It gets to the point where my kids, because both of them are of like, you know, dating age, 15, 21. I mean, I could be like working, I could be just trying to like, you know, do whatever. And they'll come into my bedroom and they're like, so do you think so and so's going to text me back? I'm like, could you not? Could you not? Could you not? And I'm like, wait a minute. What do you think about? It's really now it's like on a daily basis. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, okay, I'm sure it's very handy to have me as a mom, but come on. Really funny. So, picking up on the energy of like these acquaintances with the platitudes, it's more about them feeling that they want to put a tourniquet on some guilt. And we're talking like ancestral guilt.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that. And the person I'm thinking of, they're out of Arkansas. Thank you.
Oh.
So, you know, there's some.
Wow.
Yeah, their ancestors could have been slave owners. We don't know. So, and it could be so completely unconscious. And listen, I'm not making her wrong. Very kind, and I received it with grace, and I appreciated it. But it just had that, it's almost like that, bless her heart. You know how that has like, that's like such a Southern thing. Like, I didn't grow up hearing that. I until I met people from the South, I didn't know that that was a thing. Right? I'm like, oh, bless her heart. Okay, that's cute. What is that? And I'm like, that's a little low-key patronizing, but okay, it's cute. You know what I'm saying? Because you could say that with a little shade, you know.
Oh, it's usually said, it's meant that way. That's,
yeah, exactly.
I was born and raised
right.
in the South. That's what it's meant. It's meant
that's
to be
what
like
I'm
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
like
depending,
that,
on, depending on where you put it, depending if you start off with it, well, I don't know. Usually it doesn't matter when you say it. It's like, you're saying
yeah,
bless your heart.
You say yeah. It's
up.
Usually at the it's usually the tag at the end of a sentence. Da 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 da.
Right.
Bless her heart. I'm like, ooh.
Bless her heart.
Okay. Do you really want to bless her heart, or do you want to just call her out on some shady stuff? But okay. But it makes me laugh. It's really funny. It's because it's that false sincerity, that false concern. I find it very funny. Bless her heart. Because you don't know any better. See her walking to, you know, the flames of disaster, but I think it's amusing. But anyway, you know, you just pick up on the energy and you can accept it, and it's okay. And I didn't make her wrong. I didn't say she was wrong. It's not about right or wrong. It was about understanding. Well, this person needs to express this more than I need to receive it, but I'll receive it because I'm not. It doesn't impact me one way or the other. It doesn't change my life. It doesn't impact my life one way or the other. And if this is this person's way of expressing concern, then I appreciate that. And I can take the kindness part of it. And the rest of it
right.
is not for me to take on. So, yeah, it's all right. It's like our caller that we had today. Wherever, whenever this, because they're going to run into each other. It's inevitable. Just be present and listen. And you don't have to take it all on. You can just take the parts that work for you, the parts that are transcendent of this, you know, of the density. And there is such a massive shift that is expressing itself in so many ways of conversion from a dense body to a light body. And I really believe where it comes to some of the physical discomforts you've been having, I've been having, and the second I started talking about it, my right ear high-pitched sound. Thank you. Here we go. And that's very common. The ear, I've been getting it since Corona, with all of this really making us stop in our tracks to receive the downloads and all of that. My digestion and my appetite completely have changed. And it's to the point now, girl, I haven't even had my coffee. I had green tea with ginger and, no, but girl, hello. Yeah. And I'm like, excuse me, wait a minute. Because, you know, I'm always, listen, this one, this, all these energies and all these things started when my youngest was a baby. So like he's 15. So let's say 14 years ago, I was, you know, led to this by kicking and screaming. That's how I am with the coffee. I actually now buy coffee that's half decaf, half caffeine. I'm like, excuse me, have we met? What is this? It's good. It's delicious. And I used to have 3 cups of hardcore Colombian kick-ass coffee a day. If I have 1 cup of half decaf and half coffee, regular coffee a day, that's what I'm doing. And I'm like, wow. I never thought in my life, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
And my appetite has decreased. I mean, I eat when I'm hungry. But, oh, yeah. I weigh now I've always kind of been the same weight, but I weigh now what I weighed 35 years ago.
Wow.
It's crazy. I'm like, okay. I mean, I'm not mad. Hello. I'll take it. She's dating now, so she's not mad. She's not mad at that. And better than what they're calling the Corona 15, which is like the freshman 15.
Right.
And it's interesting because some people I talk to, it's like half and half. Some people say they can't stop eating. And other people like me, it's like, no, it's like all of a sudden, like, it's not that I don't enjoy my food. So when I eat, I, like, enjoy it. But it's a weird shift. So I don't, yeah.
I think when you have that time to be by yourself and not doing all the normal things you do, then. I think you go through that. Like, you go through, like for me, a period of depression.
All of us. Oh, yeah, me too,
then,
in the beginning.
And also,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also recognizing that I'm definitely not as active as I am now, so I don't want to eat all this heavy food. I already feel heavy, so
right.
I don't want to eat any more heavy food.
Exactly.
So
it
definitely changes things. Yeah, it changes things.
Yeah.
So if you're able to pay attention to it.
Exactly.
Then you can make some different choices. Well, you always can make different choices, but sometimes you're not in that frame of mind to do so.
Exactly. And fortunately for the two of us, and you and I are so attuned energetically and on a parallel level, although we're so different, fortunately for both of us, we managed to get back to work somehow. Like, I'm so I am as busy now with work as I was in my pre-life, except 80% is on site. You know, I am going to shoot in near Philly November 2nd, and then we're shooting at the Stonewall Inn. Yay, Stonewall! On November 19th. Yay! Yeah, but it's very, very rare that I'm not working from my home office, where in the past
I was always on site, or I was always in the studio or somebody else's office or what have you. So making that all work here while I'm making sure that my child is attending high school, I'm like, push the button. Instead of saying it's time to go to school, I'm like, push the button, meaning the computer. Push the button. That's how I tell them to go to school. Push the button. Did you push the button? Okay. Push the button. Yeah, so you and I are very fortunate that we have found ways to continue with our work and to be busy doing that. So that really helps with the depression and everything else, and just doing this show, which is incredibly grounding, and I'm so grateful to you and to our listeners and to it. So on that note, I really am. It's such an anchor, right? Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
It really
I
is.
Agree.
Oh, my God. No, no, no.
I appreciate
like,
you,
and
too.
I love you more every time. Oh, okay, anyway. So I do. I love you. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com, and we are scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. As always, stay safe. Take care of each other. Take care of yourself. Let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Take care. Bye, everybody.
Bye.